defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff for now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Thursday, November 3rd, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So this happens every single year without fail. This time it happened to Mike Nero, who is a diehard Indians fan. He's so diehard, he had their championship this year tattooed to his arm. The problem is, they didn't win the championship. He says he has no regrets, but he says the Indians owe him big time. Yeah, like it's the Indians' fault. Every year. All right, let's get to today's headlines. With 5 days to go until Election Day, Hillary Clinton is finally getting a taste of her own medicine as the news cycles have been forced to turn against her. This time, sources in the FBI are indicating that they are currently investigating the Clinton Foundation, and they have been for over a year. Also, with each WikiLeaks dump, collusion between the Department of Justice, Department of State, the White House, and Team Clinton is becoming clearer every single day. Could this mistrust in government be what sways the remaining undecided voters? And go-no-go for launch on what was probably the Clinton campaign's best chance to change the current news cycle. We'll talk about what they had in store for the Donald, and if we can expect to hear about it again in the coming days. All that, plus turn the lights down, put on some Marvin Gaye, and let's get it on. It's the last Thursday before Election Day, and we're going to spend a lot of time today on new numbers you do not want to miss. We also have some polling, which is rather, well, elementary. And is the House of Representatives already gearing up for impeachment hearings? It's gonna get crazy, guys. We have a lot to get to today. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have a brand new article up there by Robert It's a Goodie. It's called Polling Illusions. Polling Illusions, a little sleight of hand maybe at play. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter there. Just plug in your email address. That's all we ask for. And we don't give it away. Also, brand new Rhino Rants. We have a few there that are pretty funny. You got to check those out. That's all on rhinoreport.com. And you can follow me, as always, on Twitter. Always on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air. Or check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, if you have a good joke, maybe an article you want to send me, something I missed, you can email it to me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. A quick 60-second break. We're off and running on this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs to everyone listening live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed, and streaming at talkradio.com. Of course, you can catch the replay on klrnradio.com, midnight Eastern, or listen to all of your favorite episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, as well as rhinoreport.com. They're all there. They're all there. Can't plug that website enough, right? Got to get the plug in. It's my show. I'll do what I want. All right. So last night, we had a choice to make. And it was a choice I didn't think I was going to have to make, to be totally honest with you. I was all settled in, ready to watch the Game 7, the Cubbies and the Indians. Congratulations, by the way, to the Cubs. Well earned. I mean, it happens every, 108 years? So they're celebrating like it's 1908. But, you know, so the game gets a little bit out of hand. It gets to the point where you think, all right, maybe they'll win. I'll tune back in towards the end of it, watch the champagne flow and all the W flags. And I have to say, there were a lot of Cubby fans in Cleveland. I mean, last year when we had the Mets and the Royals, there were not nearly that many Royals fans at Citi Field. I mean, there was a handful, and I hate watching them celebrate on my field. But I guess it's the proximity. I guess Cleveland and Chicago aren't as far apart as, you know, Kansas City and Queens. But there were a lot of Cubbies fans. I mean, when they scored a run, that place exploded. Exploded. But good for them. I'm happy for them. I'm happy. You know, the National League has a championship again, so that's nice and all. But so we had this choice, right? I'm getting diverted. You have this choice. You watch either Hannity or you watch the World Series. And I didn't think I was going to change over to Hannity. But I wound up doing it when the Cubbies took a pretty good lead there again, thinking I would tune in a little bit later and watch the celebration at the end. Not factoring in the Indians coming back or a rain delay or, you know, all that stuff. But I'm glad that I was able to tune in to Hannity, because there was a lot of stuff going on. I mean, last night was probably his most on-point direct show he's had in a while. It was a great show, and it was all around the reporting that Brett Baier had done and his interview on Brit Hume's show, that On the Record, that he took over for Greta when she just took off to parts unknown. But it was the most pointed example of why voting for Hillary Clinton is going to be a vote for criminality, investigations, possible impeachment, possible indictments for the next 4 years. It really made you think. Now, I know Hannity's show has a specific bent to it. I understand that. But it makes you more aware of the possibility that she would not even finish her first term. Remember when all of these different stories about her health were coming out? And everybody said, I don't know if she's going to make it through 4 years. Got some head problems there, maybe Parkinson's, and whatever else it may be. And the concern was she may not make it through because of her health. Now, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, the House of Representatives, they're gearing up for impeachment proceedings. And again, we'll talk about whether or not they can actually do that based on anything she has done outside of her current office. We thought maybe this would happen with Trump. If Trump gets elected, the establishment hates him so much that they would try to figure out a way to get him out and perhaps, you know, elevate Mike Pence, something like that. But the possibility with Hillary Clinton is it's almost a probability, not even a possibility. Do you want to look forward to 4 years of Tim Kaine? 4 years of Tim Kaine. That could possibly be worse than 4 years of Hillary Clinton. But the election is such that it's one of these elections where it's dividing people so much that schools are having to cancel their mock elections. And this is getting a little out of hand now. You know, these kids that can't vote, their elementary school, their junior high school, whatever, they can't vote. But they want to, the schools want to make them feel like they have a say in the process. So they come up with these mock elections, and maybe it hits the local news who won, and they interview a few eight-year-olds, and they tell you who they voted for and why. Well, there's one school here on Long Island in Center Reach. Center Reach is a town in the middle of Suffolk County. Suffolk County is the easternmost county on Long Island. Now, Center Reach has had, let's call it a change in demographics over the years. It was very, very middle class, upper middle class for a while, down to middle class, and very, very working class now. They canceled their mock election. And they canceled it because students were going around at recess and in the cafeteria chanting Trump. Trump, Trump, Trump. So they canceled the election because they didn't want to offend anybody. It's crazy. Now, there's a mock election every year in Maine. The winner of that election was Donald Trump. He won by about 1.5 points, something in that area. Now, that election has predicted the Maine winner every time they've done it, except in 2000 when they predicted George W. And he did not win that, of course. Al Gore won Maine. And then I have on good information today, good information that a school in the Detroit suburbs had their own mock election. And Donald Trump got 78%. 78% from young students. So where's the disconnect with the young voter, if there even is a disconnect? You know, we hear about the Trump effect, and there are schools all across the country gearing up for the Trump effect. What's going to happen? We're going to have counselors and psychiatrists, mental health professionals, social workers coming in because Trump won and our students can't handle it. Guess what? The students want Trump. That's who they want. So what happens between middle school, elementary school, high school, and then a year or two later, where all of a sudden they start voting for Democrats? The majority of Bernie Sanders supporters are between probably 18 and 25. Hillary Clinton, she's winning that demographic pretty handily, although they're not early voting. Those numbers aren't going in her favor right now. But where's the disconnect? And the only answer to that is, it's the colleges. It's the academic freedom that these professors are given to just preach whatever they want, regardless of actually teaching anything. But the kids want Trump. All across this country, the kids are voting for Donald Trump. Now, if we can just get the grown-ups to vote for Donald Trump, then we might be able to make America great again. All right, we'll talk about these FBI sources and what they're saying about Hillary Clinton and her Clinton Foundation, and is the House ready to impeach? Hang in there, guys.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're talking about the kids. Let's elect Donald for the kids. He's the kids' choice. You know, I had to laugh watching the World Series last night. They must have ran this Hillary ad, and I'm not sure if it was a national spot or a local spot. I think it was national. That one where the kids are watching TV and they show Donald Trump saying some dumb things and it's all taken out of context. And then at the end it says, is this the president you want your kids to see? Well, they're answering a resounding yes. That's what they're saying. They love it. And you know what? It's interesting that these kids are pulling for Trump. Remember, these kids who are young, elementary, middle school, they're just learning the basic concepts, values, and founding principles of our country. That's what they're learning right now. They haven't been corrupted by taxes or scandals or corruption. They don't have that. They have a very raw, basic understanding of what our country stands for, and they see Donald Trump as the better choice, despite what he says, despite it. Very, very interesting. You know, there's this principal of this high school or this school in Center Reach, Long Island, says, teachers said they've heard some kids in the cafeteria chanting Trump, 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 or saying they don't want Muslims here. I mean, kids often repeat what they hear on TV or the news, but it doesn't mean it's okay. We have a diverse community here. We want all of our students to feel valued. That's what he said. Mr. Rogers, that's his name. Go figure. Mr. Rogers wants everybody to feel valued. You know what? Life stinks. there's ups and downs in life. You win some, you lose some, you roll with the punches, whatever cliche you'd like to throw out at that particular time. That's what happens. Sometimes, guess what? You don't get your way. And this may be a great time to learn that lesson. But it's very interesting that these kids, they're all pulling for Trump. I mean, he says, you know, he has said some off-color things over the last 2 years. I agree to that. But still, they want Trump. I mean, they have a chance to make history. And you know their teachers are pushing Hillary. You know that. There's no doubt in my mind that's happening. The first woman president. In fact, she got caught. She got caught, was it yesterday, the day before? She contracted a fireworks company that's going to set off fireworks in the East River after she wins. She has her whole party set. It's planned. It's all done. The invitations are out. The tables are set. The fireworks are ready to go. She thinks she's winning. I don't know. You know, the polls are looking more and more like they're kind of ebbing in Donald Trump's favor. At least lately. And these are rolling averages. Most of them now are down to daily tracking polls and rolling averages and things like that. I don't know. Maybe the kids can foretell a victory here. All right, let's get to what happened last night. So Brett Baier of Fox News, he says he has these sources in the FBI. And they're starting to tell him and leak him some information, I guess off the record or whatever the appropriate term is for that. And they're revealing an awful lot of stuff that we feel like should have happened probably a year ago. Now, when that book, Clinton Cash, came out by Peter Schweizer, I was surprised that within a couple of weeks, there was not a full-blown investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I was surprised we heard nothing of it. In fact, the left went to great lengths to try and discredit him and really personally assassinate his character. Well, as it turns out, the feds have been investigating the Clinton Foundation for more than a year. We learned that last night from Brett Baier. We also learned that the laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson have not been destroyed, contrary to what we heard before, that they were destroyed during their immunity deal. They're not destroyed. They're at the Washington Bureau office, I guess, of the FBI. And they're going through it. They're combing through it. They're also investigating people or interviewing people again, 2, 3, 4 times, re-interviewing people. That's never a good thing. If you get interviewed once and you don't hear from the cops ever again, that's because they figured out it wasn't you. When you got to hear from them 3 and 4 times, you're on the radar, pal. You are on the radar. They're also saying that the emails that are on Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's computer are not duplicates. There may be a couple, but remember, there are 33,000 missing emails and 650,000 on their computer. They're not all duplicates. Not all duplicates. And the big news is that an indictment could be likely in the case of pay for play at the Clinton Foundation. This is not good news for somebody who just contracted a fireworks display over the East River. We'll continue with this, plus we have to get into the electoral map. Things are changing quickly. Actually, 2 states that you thought were blue yesterday, they could be red today. Hang in there, guys.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489. 800-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361. Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're about 26 to the top of the hour. This is the Rhino Report. Thanks for joining us. If you're just jumping into the show here, we're talking about what the FBI has leaked out to Brett Baier, and he went all over it last night. It was Hannity and On the Record with Brit Hume, and then this morning he's on Fox News talking about it and not really reneging on anything he had said. Again, that the Clinton Foundation, according to his sources, has been under investigation for the last year. The laptops of Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson have not been destroyed, contrary to what we thought happened under their immunity agreements. Agents have found emails that they believe originated on Hillary Clinton's private bathroom basement server on Uma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's computer. They're probably not all duplicates, and they could have some classified information on them. You know, the little C that she didn't know what that was. Also, these sources are saying an indictment could be likely in the case of pay to play with the Clinton Foundation, really, which has operated as an organized crime syndicate. Pay the foundation, Bill or Hillary go do a speech, and then the State Department then doles out whatever favor to that particular foreign donor, nation, whatever. Of course, the number one example people use is Uranium One, where you had these Russian banks donate money to the Clinton Foundation in several over the course of several months in different denominations, and then all of a sudden Vladimir Putin is allowed to have his hands on 20% of our uranium. Also, FBI sources also said that there's a 99% chance that at least five foreign intelligence agencies hacked Hillary Clinton's private server. That would mean, let me break that down to a very simple explanation about how this would work. That means five countries out there, and it's not, they're not talking about France, it's not Germany, it's not Ireland who hacked into this server. It's places probably like Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, ISIS, the Islamic State. It's those types of people. That would mean, if elected, you would have a president who could be blackmailed. Would you rather have one that can't be bought, that maybe says a couple of off-color things every once in a while, or one that can be blackmailed? Very, very simple decision. Now, these sources are leaking because they have an internal feud, apparently. Again, this is all just speculation, it's conjecture, it's what we hear. But apparently an internal feud inside the FBI. Now, the FBI, hey, listen, they muffed in July. James Comey muffed, without a doubt. And there were people who weren't happy about it. And people were saying they're going to go to Congress, and they're lawyering up, and they're going to tell Congress all about what happened and who was stonewalling and what the investigation said. So James Comey made good on his promise back in September, and he wrote the Congress a letter saying, we're going to continue to look into this because new information came to light. That's his way of trying to settle his department down. Mutiny at the FBI? Who knows? Who knows? But they're saying that they were trying to get warrants out of the Eastern District of New York, where, just so happens, Loretta Lynch was the Attorney General, right? And they could not get warrants there. So they went to the Southern District of New York and tried to get warrants out of that district, where James Comey is from, because they were getting stonewalled. And then they were told, you can't do that. Andrew McCabe said, you just can't go around prosecutor shopping trying to get warrants to look into stuff. So they were stonewalled by Loretta Lynch, the DOJ, and the Eastern District from that warrant. They went to get one out of the same district where Preet Bharara, who is known for taking corrupt politicians to task, Sheldon Silver, Dean Skalos, soon to be Andrew Cuomo, he's known to take them to task, and they were stonewalled by Andrew McCabe, the same one whose wife took $750,000 from a Clinton ally, Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, former DNC chair, for a state Senate seat. $750,000 for a state Senate seat. Those don't cost that much. They don't cost that much. Couple hundred thousand, maybe. Not a $750,000. So the FBI internally right now, a lot of infighting, which is why James Comey has to settle this down. The Democrats can say all they want, that he's in violation of the Hatch Act, when in fact it's the DOJ who's in violation of the Hatch Act. They're the ones stonewalling. They're the ones playing politics. They're in big trouble. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, perhaps, they're in big trouble. And Chelsea knew it. Chelsea knew they were in trouble when she commissioned an independent firm to do an audit in the Clinton Foundation in 2011. She knew there were improprieties. That may be what saves her. These emails may save Chelsea. I'm not sure there's any saving Bill or Hillary. Big problems here. Big, big problems. And it's showing up in the polls. And even now you have congressmen. Michael McCaul, he says, listen, if the investigation goes forward and it looks like an indictment is pending, at that point in time, under the Constitution, the House of Representatives would engage in an independent trial, an impeachment trial. It would go to the Senate, and impeachment proceedings and removal would take place. I would hate to see this country thrown into a constitutional crisis because of Hillary Clinton's behavior. And this is all because of her behavior. The server was set up for one reason and one reason only, and it was to hide the actions. To hide what they were doing. And then we learned that Podesta, through WikiLeaks, is getting a heads up. Listen, they're going to want the emails. They're going to want the emails. What does he say? Dump them. Dump them. And they say dump them means release them. Come on. Come on. I don't believe that. No one believes that. It's showing up all over the country, whether it be an elementary school in the suburbs of Detroit, or perhaps Center Reach, New York, or in the national polling, where we see two states that were firmly in the blue category yesterday now being changed into the red category. So there is some clout behind this polling that Democrats don't want to admit. When we come back, we're going to talk about this polling. We have a lot of polling to get to. We'll look at the map, and we'll give you our best prognosticating we can do 5 days out from the biggest day of our lives. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Let's start talking about the path to 270, because that's what it's all about. 5 days from now, it's all about that path to 270 electoral votes. Now, if you look at 538.com, the very leftward-leaning polling site, but still a lot of information here, and it's worth taking a look at once in a while. Now, last week, they had Donald Trump's chances of winning. This was, I think it was before. It was the morning of that letter, so last Friday, that James Comey sent. They had his chances of winning at, I think it was like, I don't know, 13%, 14%. Right now, 34.2%. So up about 20 points from last Friday. Also, they very, very subtly slipped a couple of states into the red column. Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada. They slipped those into the red column. They had North Carolina leaning blue. They had Nevada leaning blue. In fact, they had Arizona almost leaning blue at one point. And they've sort of lightened up a little bit on Michigan and Wisconsin as totally, totally blue states. And I think we're going to see them lighten up on Virginia, too. Because there is some polling out of Virginia that shows maybe Trump is starting to pick up some steam there. In fact, he's picked up 15 points in Virginia in a matter of less than a month. Less than a month. He was down 12 points in early October. Hillary had 46. He had 34. Now, Trump at 44. Clinton, 41. 15 points in a month. In a month. That's a lot. And you know why? Because their biggest concern in Virginia right now is how to improve the economy. And Donald Trump polls very well when it comes to the economy. Their number two issue, healthcare. Healthcare, that was barely on the map a month ago. But then with the rise in the cost of the premiums with Obamacare, that's now number two. Number three, terrorism. And Donald Trump does well there too. Hillary Clinton's trustworthiness, 34%. 34. That's less than we saw with that ABC poll that nobody in mainstream media wants to give you that number. That was 38% trustworthy. Here she's at 34% in Virginia. In Virginia, her vice president's home state, Terry McAuliffe, the governor. Not look, so Virginia may slide into the swing category. A lot of people took it out of the swing category, but it may be back in play. It very well may be back in play. Some other state polls here. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, this is the ESA poll. This says, with a 2012 turnout model, Donald Trump loses Pennsylvania by one. With a more even turnout model, as people are registered in the state, all right, he would win by one. With a 2014 turnout model, Trump wins Pennsylvania by six. They're one of the few polling companies that actually gives you the different models. They're not saying, hey, we know the answer. We know what model to use. We know the control. They're just saying, hey, listen, here's the three options. So Pennsylvania, 538 has that a pretty deep blue state, but we've seen more and more polling out of Pennsylvania showing that maybe not so much. The Democrats are so worried about it, they're actually going to be there. The Obamas and the Clintons together, hand in hand, hugging, kissing, whatever, in the Philadelphia area the night before the election. They're going to have a big, you know, family rally. They're concerned, and they should be. Nevada, Trump, up six. This is a CNN poll. CNN. He was down 7 points 2 weeks ago. Now he's up three, a 10-point swing for Trump in Nevada. Crazy. 93% say they've made up their mind. 93%. And, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, heck, he's now up one on Cortez Masto, the one running for Harry Reid's seat. Now heck is up one. Up two with likely voters. He was down six 2 weeks ago. Again, a rising tide lifts all boats. If the GOP had been together this entire time, you could see what would have... This wouldn't have taken to 5 days before the election to get our act together. Had the establishment just said, you know what? Maybe our reign of terror is over. Maybe the people actually want something that we don't. Had they accepted that, this would be a blowout right now. As it turns out, it could be too little too late. Which I don't want to say that, but it's very possible. Again, Nevada, the economy is number one. Hillary Clinton, Nevada, 37% trustworthy. We're seeing low and mid-30s across the board. Colorado, this came out last night. This is a University of Denver poll. They're tied at 39. 538 still has Colorado. Strong blue. 39 all. Not too bad. 8% undecided. Trump's made a comeback in Colorado. He was down 13. He was up 2. He was down 7. Now they're tied. You know. Now the Denver Post, they have an op-ed here after the poll. And they say, oh, just so you know, this poll did not have a lot of Latinos in it. They're still trying. We have a poll out of New Hampshire I want to talk about too. We'll get to this poll in the next segment. Because New Hampshire, as it stands right now, if you look at the average of all polls, New Hampshire could be the turning point. That could be the one it all rests on. And that's leaving out Minnesota, leaving out Wisconsin, leaving out Michigan. So we'll go over that When we come back, plus a couple of national polls, guys, you're listening to The Rhino Report, making radio great again. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian
Hotel. It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
Welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We're going pole dancing right now. We have a lot of polls to get to. You know, I didn't get to the story about what Hillary had up her sleeve for Trump yesterday, but really quickly, Gloria Allred, the one who's representing some of the women who've accused Trump of stuff, and she's representing a bunch of women who've accused Bill Cosby of stuff, her daughter, Lisa Bloom, has Katie Johnson, maybe a pseudonym, we're not sure, Jane Doe, who's accusing Donald Trump of raping her in 1994 and connecting Trump to Jeffrey Epstein, where if anyone should be connected to Jeffrey Epstein, it's Bill Clinton, not Donald Trump. Now, they're going to have this press conference yesterday to go over this rape from 22 years ago where there's a lawsuit filed but no criminal charges, just by the by. And, well, Katie Johnson didn't show up. She didn't show up. So Lisa Bloom, her attorney, says she got a lot of threats, numerous threats, and she was afraid to show. Not the first time she hasn't shown up for something. So that's out there, and if that's squashed, we'll see it again. Who knows? Who knows? But it's out there, and that's been out there since April, I think, this accusation. So no news there. All right. WBUR out of New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a big state this year, really big. In fact, we'll talk about it in just a second. Voter preference with leaners, Trump plus one. Voter preference head-to-head, Trump plus two. Initial preference is a tie. Initial preference doesn't really matter because someone you're going to pull the switch when you go into the voting booth. So look at the voter preference with lean. That's the because you have Gary Johnson, Mr. Aleppo, and Jill Stein on the ballot in New Hampshire. So plus one Trump in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte plus five over Maggie Hassan. Of course, she's the current governor of New Hampshire. So Ayotte leads by 5 and 6 respectively with leaners and initial preference. Chris Sununu for the governorship there. He's looking at plus two right now. So Republicans doing well in New Hampshire. Again, live free or die. If your motto is live free or die, how could you possibly vote for Hillary Clinton? It's right there in your motto. It says, it might as well say make America great again. That might as well be what your license plate says. Hillary Clinton, trustworthy and honest? Nope. 27% say she's trustworthy in New Hampshire. 96% of people in this poll have heard something about the FBI investigation. That's a word is getting out there. And that's the WBUR poll. 53% of the people in this poll actually have a college degree or better, which is interesting. That's a high number. I'm not sure if that's standard for New Hampshire, but that's a high number. IBD tracking poll. Do this really quickly. They're tied, all tied up. Trump wins in the Midwest by 3. He wins in the South by 4. Let's see, ages 45 to 65 and over, he wins those. Wins men 51-36, loses women by about the same number. White voters 53-36 Trump, 89% of Republicans support, up 1 from yesterday. Hillary has 88% of Democrats support, also up 1 from yesterday. Trump still has the crossover here by 2 points. Democrats who are going Trump as opposed to Republicans who are going Hillary. He wins with a high school educated, some college educated in this poll. Suburban voters, he's winning again. He's up 3 with suburban voters. That's huge. That's really, really big. Also, let's get to one more poll here really quickly. Rasmussen, it's the first time where you have certain people who know they're definitely going to vote for somebody. It's the first time someone's passed 50%. 53% for Trump, 43% for Hillary. Overall, Trump is up by 3 here, his first lead in about 2 weeks in Rasmussen. So the numbers are looking up for Trump. The numbers are looking down for Hillary. And we'll see what she pulls out of her evil bag of tricks next. But, hey, guys, we'll see. And that'll give us more to talk about tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on CRN1. All right, guys, hope you had a great time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great day, everybody. And as I said last week, if you have any extra Halloween candy, send it to me. I don't have any left. All right, guys, until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.